Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Cole, Professor Emeritus, Agricultural Economics, and Academic Hall of Famer from Virginia Tech, Blacksburg, Virginia, and welcome to the Globetrotter of Agriculture. Today's theme is Producer Characteristics in Managing Extreme Economic Shockwaves. Inflation, an increase in interest rates, and shortage of parts, supplies, fertilizer, and other inputs critical to operation are just a few of the variables driving the bottom line. Coupling these challenges with extreme weather, uncertain global markets, and changing consumer preferences could make one throw up their hands in despair. My engagement with producers and lenders at recent conferences and through surveys and discussions has brought up the cup half-full approach to a seemingly negative environment. Let's discuss what some of the best managers are doing to adapt and in some cases, prosper. Number one on the list is good to excellent set of financial statements produced by an accurate record-keeping system. Top producers are linking data in production to marketing and risk management decisions, bottom-line financials, and to overall operational plans. A 360-degree record-keeping system where data and information are a priority is invaluable in an environment with extreme volatility. Procrastination in this area can quickly deteriorate the profit ledger. Do you manage your financials annually around the tax season, or are your financials statements a living, breathing document that is referred to in strategic and daily decisions? Similarly to the late 1970s and the farm crisis years of the 1980s, top-flight farmers are taking ownership of their numbers. Cash flow projections and budgets that are monitored can be the fulcrum in developing break-even points, which are imperative in marketing and risk management decisions. Key performance indicators in production, cost efficiencies, and target market goals can then be linked to financial aspirations. Now, more than ever, investing into areas that generate equity on the balance sheet needs to be a high priority. Separating wants from needs, prioritizing capital and operational expenditures, and deciding which costs to cut or increase to capitalize on short-run opportunities will need to be considered. As I engage with the agriculture industry, more top producers are taking the opportunity to develop formal and informal advisory teams. Older producers are engaging the younger generation to provide vigor in their strategies. As one producer indicated, do not let experience be your enemy. Still others are networking with peers or people with expertise in vital areas of the business, such as agronomy, nutrition, finance, marketing, and risk management. Collaboration and networking are gaining momentum amongst the top performers. This is part of grounded communication skills that use the blended approach of high-tech, high-touch, otherwise known as the human component. Well, we'll see you for another edition of the Globetrotter.